We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I didn't know whether this was De La Soul or Parliament, but I'm glad you played Parliament. That's how you get funky on Friday. Big Bad Morning Show. First Responder Friday. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn's out. But we've got the professor, Mike Preston from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Mike, before we get to the Ravens game, I want to get your opinion on Tua. Lots of reports after Sunday that people thought he was concussed then. The Dolphins says he was not in the protocol. And then it just seemed weird that he comes out last night, slammed to the turf. I didn't even see his head hit. And what we saw, what do you call it, Ed? When he stiffened up?
Fencing response.
Fencing response was scary. And now all of a sudden the Dolphins are under investigation by the NFLPA.
Should have been. And you know, I heard from people who are on the inside who do some of the evaluations of what goes on game days. And these are the guys who say you can't play, you can't play. All of those guys were in agreement to say they should have sat this guy. There's no way he should have got back in the game. And then you come out and you watch what happened last night. And that was scary. I mean, because you really didn't see him get slammed hard, you know. But, I mean, all of a sudden when those fingers are up and he's locked like that and – I mean, instantly I said, oh, this is head trauma.
Yeah.
Some sort, some kind. I'm not a doctor. And as Ed Norris said the other day, I don't have the Google medical degree, but I know I've seen this enough where you start feeling sorry for the guy. Like, okay, let's forget about the game, folks. All right, this is serious business here. And I feel bad for him.
Mike, we got the number one passer in the league as far as yards per game, coming in against the last place worst pass defense in the NFL. Is this just a bad matchup for the Ravens, or are they evenly matched?
You know, you got to look at the overall picture, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at the Ravens, who for years have been a run-dominated offense, and all of a sudden they're throwing the heck out of the football. And then you're looking at Buffalo, and you've seen all the injuries on the back end, and I'm like, oh, this ought to be interesting to see how the Ravens will attack this thing, because you got your two safeties who are slow. Well, one's out. You got your corners who are out or questionable. Well, Lamar's hot. It kind of balances things up.
Yep.
And that's the way I look at it. So I'm looking at both quarterbacks, and you're already mad at, you automatically look at them coming into the game because of who they are. But it's even more of a great matchup now because of what's going on. Lamar's throwing the heck out of the football, and Josh Allen is playing against the worst pass defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
Shootout, buddy.
Yeah.
Shootout.
Now, Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. It's funny you say that, Mike, because I said both quarterbacks may need to take a bow at the end of this one because I think they're both going to put on the show. Mike, I think these are two of the most exciting quarterbacks to watch in the National Football League. If Lamar's on, I'm watching Lamar. But if he's not on and Josh Allen is on versus everybody else, I'm watching Josh. I love watching these two and the way they play the game.
Well, you know, and you got to be careful about the Ravens, though, because the Bills can bring it. They got Rousseau, Von Miller on the outside. That guy, Ed Oliver, the defensive tackle, that boy should play. That young man can get after it. That's the disadvantage for the Ravens. you know, up front. I don't know if they can handle him like that. So you might need to be a little bit more balanced to kind of slow those guys. But if I'm Buffalo, I'm wide open. I'll play the Ravens like they played them in that playoff game. They throw the ball 90% of the time. They ain't running the football. You can't stop us throwing the football. That's the way I approach it if I was Buffalo.
What about the weather? They're predicting some heavy rains for Sunday. How would that affect the air game?
I don't think it has much of an effect because both of these guys are going to come out and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to play their game, and they could do both. They can run. They can throw. The weather would be an X factor maybe in the past with the Ravens because they were so run-oriented, but not anymore. They can do multiple things, and they got a quarterback who can beat you in any way, so this is fun. This is one of the premier matchups of and early in the season. You know, when you see two quarterbacks playing that are this hot,
yeah.
You know, hey, Rob, this is the time to get out the popcorn and the Kool-Aid, sit back.
Absolutely. You got to – what flavor Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid.
Great, man. Great.
You don't like the cherry?
Nah, I love grape.
You're making my day here.
I like the cherry Kool-Aid. I'm a cherry Kool-Aid guy, maybe some raspberry. I don't like the orange. It used to taste like penicillin.
Yeah, the orange is nasty.
Yeah.
You got to mix that, man.
Yeah. Grape has those magic properties. It's like when you give, always give kids the grape soda and a hamburger to tell you anything.
That's true.
It's like truth serum.
That's very true. I like that, Ed.
It's like truth serum. It always has been.
I used to have to hide the cherry Kool-Aid, though, because my cousin used to use it as hair dye.
What?
Yeah, true story. True story. Mike.
Hey, Rob, tell the family secrets, man.
Don't tell the secrets. My fault. Mike, who wins this game and what's the score?
I say the Bills win 31-28. Three to four points. I just think up front, and that's where it's going to be won or lost eventually. They got too much talent for the Ravens there.
Okay. All right. I have Ravens winning 34-31. Ed?
I have 37-34 Ravens.
So we all think it's going to be high scoring. I think we agree on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike, look forward to having you back in studio on Monday, man. It wasn't right without you last Monday.
Yeah, right.
It was last Monday that you weren't here, right? I get.
Rob, you've been drinking too much Kool-Aid. Somebody spiked your Kool-Aid.
The
man.
Fermented one, yeah. I got the fermented one.
All right, guys.
All right, man. Take it easy.
See you Monday.
See you.
It's Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. 410-583-1057. Lady inboxed me. She said, I don't know whether that was real between you and Joe. But the reason why I love this show, you all can fight on air and still make us laugh.
I think it was real.
Oh, boy. I don't like him. Don't like him. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:30. Going to hear what he has to say about his Eagles, who are still undefeated, and also his Ravens, as he is co-host of the Purple Playbook on WJZ. It also airs or goes live, I should say, at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We'll have him on at 9:30. But on the other side, you heard our Ravens pick. Going to hear the other ones. Going around the National Football League and tell you who wins up next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. First Responder Friday. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Ed, what is that right there? What is that? That green and black. What is that?
Oh, that's really bad.
Oh, my. What? Why did he do that?
I don't know.
In the words of Stephanie Long, don't walk out the house like that. Why? Because you look like somebody don't love you.
Well, yeah, that's just.
Well, she look, you like nobody loves you.
Is that green?
Yeah, it's like a
that's
mint,
green.
Like a
yeah, there's nothing green. Wrong with your screen. That's green.
That's my eyes. I'm red-green colorblind. It looks white to me.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, that's a green jacket, black shirt, green tie, same green as the jacket.
Yeah.
It's like Famacho?
It's like mint chocolate chip green ice cream. It's a weird color for a suit.
You know our listeners are saying right now?
What?
They're at it again. They're at it again.
They'd be right. Whatever.
Ed, Minnesota and New Orleans, who you got?
I'm going Vikings. It's a neutral site. They're playing in London. I think the Minnesota is just the better team. I think I still think they may be the best team in the in the division right now.
Yeah, I'm going Minnesota in that as well. Cleveland at Atlanta. Who you like?
Cleveland. Cleveland's scary. They seem like they're still doing fine without Deshaun Watson, and I think they're a much better team than Atlanta.
I'm going Cleveland as well. Washington at Dallas. Who you like?
I'm going Cowboys. They're at home. I think they haven't missed all that much with their second-string quarterback right now. I think they beat Washington pretty easily.
I think Washington takes care of business in Dallas. Big D, they're going to take care of business, tell you. Seattle, Detroit. I think Detroit wins this one. I think Detroit is one of those teams you got to watch. Not quite as much as Jacksonville, but you got to watch them.
Yeah, I'm going with Detroit, too. I don't know if people are paying close attention because they're the Lions, and they've been like kind of a, you know, not great team. But this second in the league in scoring behind the Ravens, probably points per game right now. I think they beat Seattle.
Tennessee at Indianapolis. I'm going Colts, even though the Colts make me scratch my head sometime. Got the shutout against Jacksonville, but I'm going with them.
I am, too, and I have no idea who's going to win this game. I don't know who these teams are. The only thing I see, they were in Indy, so I'm going to go with the Colts because I really have no feel for them right now. Getting shut out by Jacksonville, they're beating the Chiefs.
A battle of two teams that can't protect their quarterbacks. Chicago, Giants.
Yeah.
But I think the Giants win this one.
So do I. G-men are in New York. I think they win. I think they're a much improved Giants team over last year.
Jacksonville at Philly. Who you like?
I'm going with Philly. I think Philly may be the team to beat in the NFC right now. I'm not dismissing Jacksonville. I don't think they're a fluke, but I think Philly wins.
I have Philly winning, but this game is on my upset watch. This is my upset watch of the week. I think Philly wins, but this is the team, in my opinion, that could get upset more than any other team.
I'm with you. Especially because they're not going to go 17-0. They got to lose a couple of games, so this may be one of them.
Jets at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. The milf snatcher is coming back, and I just think we'll see. He's not played this year. I think Pittsburgh's going to take care of business. They're at home.
The what?
Milf snatcher.
So many things that I could do with that, but I'm going to leave it alone. Chargers at Houston. Who you got?
Chargers coming off of humiliation. I think they're going to go into Houston and put the beat down on them.
Arizona at Carolina. You know, Kyler Murray is going to take Shady's words and make him eat them. You know what Shady McCoy called him, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Say he looks like a high school quarterback. It's embarrassing. But I think Arizona beats Carolina. What you got?
I get Arizona winning as well.
New England at Green Bay. I'm with Green Bay on this one. They'd be probably without Mac Jones, and it doesn't matter. I think they skull-dragged New England.
I do, too. I think Green Bay is getting their mojo back. I mean, I think they miss Devontae Adams a lot, but I think they're a good team. They're better than New England, and they're at home.
Denver at Las Vegas. Las Vegas, the only winless team in the National Football League. That seems weird with Jacksonville and the Jets being in that league. But yeah, they're the only winless team. I got Vegas winning.
I do, too. Denver can't score. Vegas is at home, and I can't imagine them going 0-17, so they got to win some games here.
Kansas City at Tampa Bay. Who you like?
I'm going with Tampa Bay. They're at home. Mike Evans is back, and I think the Tampa Bay defense, which has only given up 9 points a game, does a better job than most at corralling this Kansas City offense.
Jeremy Connor's not here, but you know how he does. He said his pick said, Joe, you got him?
I got him. He's taking New Orleans over Minnesota, Cleveland over Atlanta, Dallas over Washington, Detroit over Seattle, Tennessee Falls to Indianapolis. Sorry, I read that backwards. Giants over Chicago. Eagles over Jags. Pittsburgh over New York Jets. I'll save his Ravens pick for the end. LA over Houston. Carolina over Arizona. Green Bay over New England. Denver over Vegas. I believe he has Kansas City over Tampa. And San Fran over LA. Since I don't know if he's going to be here or not Monday. See, so.
He's got such a nice voice. Why are you so mean to him? Why do you like that? He's, look how nice he is.
Who? Joe. Am I mean to who?
Joe.
You said this once.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's unedited.
The evidence suggests that I don't hate Joe.
I've heard it.
I'm not mean to Joe. The evidence suggests that I'm nice to Joe.
It's the opposite way is what he's saying. It says, I mean to Rob.
Yes. Yes.
How old is that drop?
Yeah, let me look in the file real quick. That was... Where'd it go? May 9th.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a good day.
Damn.
Maybe that was a Friday. That's probably why I was in a good mood.
My mother's birthday.
It was? Mm-hmm. Your mom's a May baby?
May 9th.
Oh, she was brilliant. She was brilliant.
May she baby. Was something.
May babies are brilliant.
She was something.
And I forgot. Jeremy picked Bills over Ravens. That's Did not right, get yeah. a score, though.
Jeremy picked... The Ravens to lose last week.
Yeah. He did. So I don't know if you can really take it with a grain of salt.
No, I like that. I like that. He picked the Ravens to lose last week to the Patriots.
Sure, Rashawn is marking that down also.
I'm sure too. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Right here on the Fan. Brian Flores had a lot of bad things to say about the Miami Dolphins when he parted ways mm-hmm. with them. You think right now he's saying, see? I told you.
Maybe.
They're not right. They're not right.
They may be. I've heard other people say that he's the reason Tua couldn't develop, though. Because he's got some sharp edges to him and need to respond well to him. And this guy is more of a player-friendly coach.
I don't know about – he might be player-friendly. I'm not doubting that. Yeah. But I think he's more of a quarterback developer anyway. That's his – he was hired because that's what he can do. That's not Flores' forte. Yeah. You know, I mean, Flores is a defensive guy, probably abrasive.
He apparently was.
And Tua needs, I can't hold everybody's hand.
No. But some guys don't respond well to it, and they said that about Tua.
Here's how I am. I have people on my team that I know can't respond well to that. You know what I do? Let the other coaches deal with them. Seriously. If you know that's who you are and that's who they are, in order to keep them with you, you let them develop a relationship with another coach on your staff that has the personality that caters to them. And if you don't do that, then you don't care about keeping them. And I don't think Flores cared about keeping Tua. I don't think Flores wanted Tua. So I think a lot of the abrasiveness was, I don't want you here anyway. I think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. So, 410-583-1057 is the number. Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. TGIF.
Yep. Yes, it is.
My score prediction is Ravens 29, Bills 24. Go Ravens. And what is your guys' score prediction for the Ravens game?
I had 34-31 Ravens winning. Ed had 37-34 Ravens winning.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, Antonio. The Encore at 9:45. There's so many possibilities today for Encore. I'm really curious as to which way Joe goes.
I hope it goes the way I hope.
You hope it goes the way you hope. That don't even make sense. What does that mean?
I know.
Are you sleepy?
I'm tired.
I thought so.
It's had a tough week.
I thought so. I hope it goes the way I hope. But on the other side, Rick Ritter from WJZ-TV joins us on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Friday.
It certainly is.
Michael Jackson says it's Friday, 9:30 in the a.m. It makes me smile every time. Joining us right now from WJZ-TV, news anchor and co-host of the Purple Playbook, he is Rick Ritter. What's going on, Rick?
Man, you guys are like two kids on Christmas when that song comes on every Friday.
I love it. I love it.
How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Good. Great to be with you guys, as always. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for your time, man. The Eagles, man, 24-8 over the Commanders, even though I think the Commanders will beat the Cowboys this week. 3-0, 2-0 on the road, which is quite impressive. And Jalen Hurts does it again. I guess he's not a franchise quarterback. 22 of 35, 340, and three touchdowns. You have to love life right now.
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, look, I jump back to the first time I spoke to you guys this season, and I said that Jalen, all he had to do was be above average. And if this team stayed healthy and they ran the ball the way that they do, they'd be fine. And he's been more than above average. He's been great. It's obvious that dude was working in the offseason in terms of throwing. He's been on point with his deep balls. The team is healthy. The offensive line is just bulldozing. Philly, I mean, look, top two, top three teams in the league right now. Some could argue number one in their power rankings, 3-0. Doug Peterson coming back to Philadelphia this week with a Jags team that's playing pretty lights out right now in terms of Trevor Lawrence in his second year. I like Philly this weekend, though. Love what they're doing. This is just cloud nine for Eagles fans right now.
There's a lot of good games on the slate this weekend. One of them is being played in Tampa. You got Mahomes against Brady. How do you like the Chiefs going into Tampa, Florida?
Yeah, I like Kansas City, and it's only because Tampa is so banged up right now, and you literally don't know until an hour before kickoff every week which set of receivers is playing.
Yeah,
I mean, it kind of stinks because you can't get a fair assessment on Tampa this early in the season, but I like Kansas City going in there. I like what they're doing on defense, too, making some big plays when they need to. Mahomes is Mahomes, but if Brady's missing guys again and Fournette is still banged up, I think Kansas City's going to take that one. But in terms of Tampa Bay fans, if you're worried, don't be. They'll get healthy at some point. The NFC, not nearly as loaded as it used to be. Tampa will be there in the end. Brady nearly beat Green Bay last week with a couple of guys fresh off the practice squad, including Cole Beasley.
Here with Rick Ritter, WJZ, also co-host of Purple Playbook. Rick, this Sunday, M&T Bank Stadium at 1 o'clock, my favorite two quarterbacks to watch. The two of the most electrifying quarterbacks in the National Football League. I told Ed early this morning, I think when you look at this game, you say, honey, I've seen the future of quarterbacks. Because, you know, with defensive ends running the way they run and getting the people the way they – you need guys who are either elusive like Lamar Jackson or can run you over like Josh Allen. I think this is going to be a game with both of these two guys shine.
Oh, yeah, man. I think you just nailed it right there. It's going to be a physical game. Both these guys play physical ball. And you talk about the future of quarterbacks. It's, look, you had Rodgers, you had Brady for all these years, Peyton Manning. These are the guys we're going to be watching for the next 15 years.
Yeah,
these are the guys our kids are going to be watching someday when they're older. And it's cool to see and watch that transition right now. These two going head-to-head, I mean, we said it when the schedule came out. The league totally dropped the ball in terms of making this a 1 p.m. game. It's the game of the week. I think it's going to be a shootout. Both of these offenses can put up big-time points. And, you know, I've been saying it all week long. For years, we're so used to this Ravens defense that is putting up or only letting the other opposing team put up 15 points, 20 points, whatever it may be. I just think times have changed. And the way that this offense is right now, the way that Lamar is throwing the ball in the pocket, going through his progressions, taking his time, the accuracy he has had on his passes – it's different this year. And maybe we're at the point where the Ravens are just going to be putting up 30, 35 points a game, and that's how they're going to win. And it's not going to be the defense who's putting the team on their back. I just can't say enough about what Lamar is doing. On the other side of the ball, Buffalo and Josh Allen, they're banged up in the secondary, Buffalo is. So I expect Lamar to do big things with these guys. But it's Allen and Diggs, and there may not be a better connection in the NFL right now. And I'm going to jump back to Marlon Humphrey again. I called him out last week. He had a huge game. That was the Marlin that we knew from a couple of years ago. Flying around, making big sticks, making game-changing plays. He's going to have to do it again this week for them to have a chance in the end moments, and he's going to have to come up big. I would expect him to be on Diggs. I'd be shocked if he wasn't. Diggs is one of the best receivers coming off the line of scrimmage in terms of release and the patience that he has. You need to have somebody physical up there against him, and Marlin will be that guy.
Ravens pass defense is last in the league again. You have a tremendous amount of yards. What is the – is a series of problems? Is it the lack of pass rush or the secondary is banged up, or is it a combination of both? Because this is just – it's a little hard to watch at times.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It's the truth. And I think it is a combination of both. And here's the thing. These guys, especially with these receivers throughout the league, and just to me, the receiver position and the way it has been elevated over the past couple of years is wild in terms of the speed. And you just look at, you know, almost how much better these guys are, these young chickens that have come into the league and the speed they have. You look at, like, Cincinnati last night, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, both under 23 years old. I mean, these guys are flying around. So I think it's a combo of what you said. This secondary is not built to be in coverage long. They have to get pressure with their front four. If you can't get pressure and you're letting Josh Allen play backyard football back there, rolling around, running around, and he's going to find Diggs or Isaiah McKenzie or Gabe Davis if he plays, it'll be too easy. So they got to get pressure with their front four because this secondary is not built to cover that long. And really no secondary can, but this one definitely can.
All right, Rick, give me a prediction. Give me a score.
Oh, man. So I'm thinking, based off of our forecast and what they were saying, earlier in the week it was going to be a washout. Now I'm being told that there is going to be a long period of this game where it is light rain, if any rain. So I think it's going to be a shootout. Earlier in the week I'm thinking they're going to have to run the ball, not going to be able to throw because this is going to be nasty. I don't know who's going to win, but I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think whoever wins, it's a three-point game no matter what.
Wow.
And this thing is going to be in the 30s, I think.
It's funny you say that because we both had the same. I have Ravens 34-31. Ed has, what, 37-34 Ravens?
37-34.
Yeah.
So. I think you guys are right there.
I think it's just going to be – and I've been saying it all morning, these two quarterbacks at the end of the game may put on a show so big – that they may need to take a bow at the 50-yard line. I'm serious. I do. I think this is going to be one of those. You know how sometimes you have those marquee matchups, but they disappoint either because neither team shows up, neither star shows up, only one shows up. I think this is going to be a game of, all right, match that. All right, top that. You know, each time you get the ball.
Kind of jumping back to the Kansas City-Buffalo game in the playoffs last year. We could get something like that.
Yeah,
very well could be, and it don't surprise me in the least bit if these two teams are linking up for an AFC title game in January. So enjoy it. It's one of the greatest quarterback matchups you can get in the league. Unfortunately, it's a 1 p.m. game, but enjoy it on Sunday because this is going to be one of the best of the year.
I think Ed Norris's best point today, Ed, you said it earlier. This is the marquee matchup in the same week that Patrick Mahomes plays Tom Brady.
Yeah, think about it. This is the game people are talking about.
Yeah. This is Patrick Mahomes plays Tom Brady in primetime, but everybody's talking about Lamar and Josh Allen.
And I think that Allen has done what he's done, but that speaks volumes. Again, I cannot put enough emphasis on the work that Lamar did in the offseason and the way that he's throwing ball. If you have the opportunity, get the NFL Game Pass, watch the All-22 film. If you're interested in that stuff, go break it down. And just watch the window that he's fitting these balls in. It's unbelievable. And to me right now, outside of Jalen Hurts from Philly, it's him and Jalen neck and neck for MVP.
I got to agree with you. Tell us all about Purple Playbook this week.
Hey, Purple Playbook show. We'll have you ready for the pregame show on Sunday, 11:30, WJZ. And then Tuesday, Purple Playbook show. I believe we're back at Jimmy's Famous Seafood with J.K. Dobbins. If it's not this upcoming Tuesday, it's the next one again. We had a sold-out show last week. People loving J.K., what he's doing, and just the way that he carries himself. And as explosive as he looked last week, getting that dynamic running back for this offense, that just puts him on a whole other level.
And now Justice Hill looks like he's becoming a home run threat.
Yeah, you like that change of pace.
I love
it. You know, giving him only about 8 to 10 carries a game, keeping him fresh, if it's even that many, that's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Rick, we talk to you next week, man.
Guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. Always a pleasure, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you. That's Rick Ritter, WJZ, also co-host of Purple Playbook. Rich the Man. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. It's Purple Friday. First Responder Friday on the Fan. Joe has the encore. You do not want to miss it. We don't want to miss it. We don't even know what it is. Also, find out what we learned today on the Fan. Joe, what did the caller say, the listener say when he called?
He said that we should not be giving out false medical information such as towels harbor bacteria and that it's an FCC violation and that we could get in trouble.
Okay, give him a shovel. In a study, Charles Gerber, microbiologist, University of Arizona, found 90% of bathroom towels to have been contaminated with coliform bacteria, while 14% of them were found to carry E. coli. So, caller, give us your medical degree. I didn't make this up. I didn't make it up. I found out. However, I'll still put a toe in my mouth.
At the very least.
Yes.
At the very least.
At the very least.
That's what's so funny about all these things.
At the very least.
Of all the things that we put in
anything,
our mouths.
Saying things like that gets you in trouble with the FCC, not talking about E. coli.
That doesn't seem to bother anybody. Yeah. We never get complaints about that. Damp towels pisses people off.
Oh, yeah, I don't think the toe still goes in the mouth, man. That's still it. I'm all right with that. After you dry it off with a new towel first.
Oh, I'm going to get a cold. It won't be from a towel.
And that's the encore from today. William Buck sent in a nice bottle, Ed. If you want to break this open one day, we can break this open. Have it. Big Horn Bourbon Whiskey from Willie's Distillery in Ennis, Montana. He told me to thank you and Jeremy also for making the mornings like bright, a little brighter and tell us never to change.
Well, there's no danger there. This age, I'm not changing at all. So,
oh, man. So thank you, William Buck. Appreciate that, man. Yeah. That's what's up, man. Must do something right, people like you. Let's go to Kai in Ricetown. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas? Ralph, you got me feeling dirty, man. I at least keep my towel for 3 days, man.
No, man. Let's think about this, Kai. So a friend of mine just
dirty now, man.
A friend of mine just texted us. I want you all to think about this. You wipe your behind with that towel one day, and the next day that same area, man, you may wipe your face with it.
Man, we don't think about that, man. We
I'm clean, Rob. I'm just saying.
Cleans you off, so you just wiping clean sweat. I mean, clean water off you, man.
I'm just saying.
But anyway, that's one for the books right there, Rob. Hey, look, I'm gonna give a quick score, and I always love Rick Ritter, man. He gives great analysis, man. I like Rick. I'm going 20. I think it's gonna be a little lower than everybody thinks. The weather conditions might not play that much of a part. But I think the defense will step up, and I think it's going to be like a lot of field goals. So I'm going 27-23 Ravens. This is a barometer game to who we are. I think it's an identity check type of game, and I can't wait.
I like that. Identity check. I do. I agree with that wholeheartedly, Kyle. Thanks a lot, my man. I do agree with that. This is an identity check for the Baltimore Ravens.
It is. It really is.
For both teams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not excuse. Hey, hear me out. The Ravens had the best record in the AFC with all those injuries, and then number 8 went down, and all hell broke loose.
Mm-hmm. A lot more people have faith in the Bills nationally than the Ravens right now, and I think this is a really important game for the Ravens.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. A lot of questioning also with the Ravens. National pundits are doing a lot of questioning. Mm-hmm. For the decision making, for the things they're doing. Yeah, I can see that. They win this game at home, go 3-1 on the year, send Buffalo to 2-2. Now all the talk on Monday is how Lamar's the MVP again, and Buffalo needs to go back to the drawing board with 2 road losses. Can this team win on the road? See, that's why I think it's a little identity for Buffalo too, Ed, because they don't want their second road loss. They made all the excuses about how hot it was in Miami.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that hot in Baltimore.
They did, actually. Yes.
So what do you have now? You know, so I think in those terms, I think it's identity for Buffalo. What's up?
Buffalo is 0-8 in games decided by 3 points or less.
So I heard
if they lose another one, and that's since 2020. If they lose another one, then their story becomes they can't win close games.
Right. That's under Josh Allen, because somebody said, ask Josh Allen, why can't he win a close game? I think last night on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
I heard that stat yesterday. So it's a lot of questions out there for both teams. I think two of the best teams. The AFC is not an easy place to play, man. Think about the team. The teams, this is the same conference where Jacksonville throws a shutout. That's how deep this thing is, man. AFC is becoming like the SEC.
Yeah, they're loaded. They're loaded.
You may be a great team, but in the AFC, you ain't that great. You know, look at SEC. Kentucky's a real good football team. They're still in the same division with Georgia.
Yes, that's right.
The chances are real, real slim. That's how the AFC is becoming. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today, Ed Norris.
I was diving into rabbit hole earlier. We're talking about speed with, you know, Tyreek Hill and all these guys. I looked up Bob Hayes and just checked out, you know, I mean, I knew Bob. I watched Bob Hayes play as a little kid. But, you know, he broke the 100-meter dash record. You know, he first got to break 10 seconds, I believe. He, you know, won an Olympic gold medal in the 100-meter and the 4x1, the 4x4. But I didn't realize, he's a Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh.
He only had 371 receptions, 7,400 yards.
You know why?
Different time, I guess.
Not only that, yeah, that's part of it, but I think he's also, I was about to ask you this question, I think it's the reason why he's a Hall of Famer. Do you think he's the most accomplished NFL player ever in terms of what he did outside of football?
Before, yeah.
Yeah.
But then he got in drug trouble. And that was a controversy with him not getting in the Hall of Fame. And I wonder now, because I read that, but he got in trouble, I think, selling, I believe. And his drug use, he had all kinds of legal problems. And that they think it marred his chance to get in. He got in, but I looked at his numbers. I'm like, I can't believe he's in the Hall of Fame with those numbers. But I guess maybe, you know, overall, it's just a different guy, different time. You know, they didn't pass as much. He played through segregation. You know, he went to Florida A&M, which was Wally's school. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just at different times and one of the different considerations. So, but
I learned today. I didn't learn it, but I just got to talk about it. Very special day. My son, Robbie's birthday.
It's Robbie's birthday?
24 years old today.
God.
24. And listen, I know I talk about my son a lot, but Ed, sure. I remember like yesterday when they told us that he's on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting that phone call and him telling us he was being bullied by teachers in middle school.
Oh, really?
That's why we changed middle school. Yeah. And he went into a dark hole over
what
that.
About?
Went to Deep Creek after that. Miss Miller, Jamie Rollo, mm-hmm. basically just, he was wounded. They just basically helped build him back up. Hmm. Went to high school, men like Chris Ashby and Mike Naughton and Daryl Jackson and Tim Schoen, mm-hmm. his coaches, helped continue to help him grow. Three-sport athlete, missed probably 2 days of practice in 4 years. National Hall of Fame wrestler. There's a scholarship named after him at that school.
Yep.
I just remember going back to it. I felt like it was a death sentence. And to be honest with you, I'm not going to say be stupid and say I'm glad he has it. I'm not. I'm not glad he's on the spectrum. However, I don't think he would have had a bigger impact on the world if he wasn't.
You're probably right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't think he would have a bigger impact on the world. He has impacted his community.
Yep.
And today he celebrates his 24th birthday.
Pretty remarkable kid.
Yeah, yeah. I'm proud of him. My hero.
24, I bet you remember him holding your hand crossing the street, though.
I sure do.
I say that too with Jack. He's 23 now. I remember holding my hand across the street. Like, it seems like it was 2 weeks ago.
I remember when he came out. And he finally opened his eyes and licked his tongue at me. And now today he's 24 years old, my boy. Folks, Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.